Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a great gardening season during the fall. Fall is for planting, and it's a great time to get out in the yard, cooler temperatures, and there is a ton of work that has to be done if your planting is all done. Things that can be planted this time of the year that will really help to give you a lot of enjoyment in the spring are your spring flowering bulbs, things like tulips and daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, and all the assorted varieties of very unique flowers that should be planted during the month of October and sometimes into November. It just depends what the weather is like where you live and how the weather stays. It's been relatively warm, which is great for getting your bulbs in and watching them grow. So if you get a chance, get down to your local nursery garden center and let's get the bulbs planted. Now, when you plant your bulbs, use a little bit of a general purpose fertilizer. You can buy a bulb fertilizer where your bulbs are being sold. Stay away from using bone meal. Bone meal is a great fertilizer, but not near bulbs. When you use bone meal near crocuses or tulips, you have the tendency to draw rodents in that area. They smell the bone and they will eat it and will attract them to come into your yard and dig in your soil, find the tulips and say, oh, I got a bonus. Not only do I have the bone meal, but now I have a tulip to eat. They won't eat daffodils and they won't eat hyacinths or grape hyacinths, but all of your rodents love tulips and they love crocuses. So if you've had a problem with rodents in your yard, whether it be a squirrel, a chipmunk that will dig, or your voles are what would eat the bulbs. Voles are vegetarians. Moles will eat insects like grubs in your lawn. So voles, chipmunks, and squirrels are the rodents that would go after your bulbs. So stay away from bone meal. Use a bulb fertilizer. If you can't find it, then use a fertilizer that you would use for your annuals or your perennials. Now, when you're planting your bulbs, you're going to put them in so that the point of the bulb is facing up. And you want to cover the bulb with twice as much soil as the bulb is high. So, for example, a crocus is about an inch high. So you need to dig a hole 3 inches deep, and that means 1 inch for the bulb and 2 inches of soil above it. If you're planting a tulip is a good 2 inches. So you need to dig a hole about 6 inches deep. That would give you 2 inches for the tulip bulb and then 4 inches of soil above that. And just as a general rule of thumb, use that when you're planting your bulbs this fall season. And it does make a big difference in the way that you will get the color and the flowers for next year, next spring. Now, try and plant them in a grouping rather than a straight line. If you plant them as a grouping and you get some windy weather, especially tulips or daffodils, they tend to brace each other. If you put them in a row, so they're just like soldiers, and you get some wind, they're going to go down just like dominoes. So plant them together. Also, it's going to make it easier for you when you want to plant around them. And that's going to make a big difference also. So if you plant them in a group, and then next spring you want to plant some impatiens, then you can plant around your foliage and you'll be in good shape. If you're planting them in a row, it's going to make it more difficult for you to plant later on. So try to use groups. It makes it easier for you. It'll make it easier for you when you're planting later on. And, you know, you'll be all set and ready to go. Once the bulbs are planted, water well. Give them a good soaking. And that will activate the root system. And if you can water once a week, that's all you'll need to do from now until the springtime. And that would be only if it got dry. So give that a shot this year. If you've never planted bulbs before, it's something that you will really, really enjoy later on in the season. So again, dig a hole so that the bulb is covered with twice as much soil. Now, if you want to get creative and you're limited on space, you could dig down for a daffodil that's going to stand about 3 inches in height, about 9 to 10 inches deep. Put a little bit of fertilizer, a little bit of compost in the ground, really make that soil look good, and put in 5 daffodils. Cover the daffodils with soil, and now you should have remaining from your 9-inch hole, you should have remaining about 6 inches of soil. Set your tulips. Cover them. And you could put 5 tulips right on top of your daffodils. As long as there's an inch of soil on top of them, you're going to be okay. And then once the tulips have been covered with an inch of soil, set your crocuses right on top of it. And what will happen is your crocuses will come up early during the month of March. They'll come into bloom. And as they're blooming, the foliage from the daffodils will start to poke through. The foliage from the tulips will begin to poke through. And all of a sudden, if you plant some early blooming tulips, they'll bloom next. So you'll go from crocuses to early blooming tulips. And now, as they go by, your later blooming daffodils will come into blossom. And you'll have 3 different types of flowers blooming out of the same hole, all separated with a few weeks so that you've got constant color for about a 6 to 8 week period starting in mid to late March, depending on what Mother Nature throws us next spring early in the season. So think about doing something like that. Now, if you want to have a lot of fun, if you've got a good thick lawn with no weeds and you're not going to be using a broad leaf weed killer, you can take a crowbar go in your lawn, jam the crowbar in the ground so you're about 3 inches deep, wiggle it around to open up the size of the hole, and then place your crocus or grape hyacinth right in your lawn. Fill it with soil, firm it in place, and scatter the bulbs on your lawn, and that will give you some really nice color early in the season, especially if it's a south-facing lawn. It would come up early, and if you want to get clever, you can try just about anything. You can even write a message on the lawn. I've done it in the past, had a great reaction from my wife and from the neighbors, and you can too. So give that a try. Bulbs can be planted any place, and some of the bulbs will, I mean, all of them will grow in full sun all day. If you've got a little bit of shade, your early blooming varieties will always do best. So if you can have half a day of shade and it's caused by leaf trees, so that in the fall, in the spring, the leaves have not come out yet.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Did you know that the fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn? This year, use Bonide Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer to repair summer damage and to prepare the lawn for the fall and winter season. Bonide Winterizer contains slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, iron to green up the grass, sulfur to control the acid soil, also a special micronutrient package to give your lawn the energy to perform at its best.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV.
It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is a wonderful, wonderful time of the year for you to get your lawn planted. So if you haven't planted, there's still time for you to get the grass seed put down, and you'll still have good results. Just look what the weather's been like where you live in the last week or two. The weather is still warm, your soil is warm, and your seed is going to germinate very easy. The secret is water. If you're putting in a new lawn, keep it on the wet side. So that every single day, and if you can do it twice a day, that would be even better. So put down your grass seed, use the seed starter fertilizer to help with the rooting once the seed does germinate, but keep it moist. If you can water in the morning, water late in the day so that it stays wet all night, that is going to be a big difference in increasing the germination percentage for your new grass seed. Now, if you're going to be using planting grass seed, remember, you cannot, and I repeat, you cannot use a weed killer because the weed killer will kill the seed itself. So if you're putting down a new lawn, you can put down some lime, Magic Cal, Turf Turbo, and that will keep the soil from becoming too acidic. Your next step would be the grass seed, and then finally the fertilizer. I actually like to put the fertilizer down first, the grass seed down first, if you have open ground. That way you can see that you're putting down the seed evenly. And then I'll put down the fertilizer or the lime. Once it's put down, take your bamboo rake or a plastic leaf rake, turn it upside down so that the teeth face up, and gently comb in the opposite direction. Okay? So this is what you're going to do. You're going to take a steel rake, dig some grooves in the soil that are going to go from north to south. Sprinkle your seed, your fertilizer, your lime, and then take your rake, and you're going to go east to west. And what's going to happen is the seed is going to fall in the little trench. It's going to be covered with soil. And if you can see the seed on top of the ground, the germination will not be as good. The seed should be covered. so that if you have to rake from east to west and then west to east, that's okay. And if you're able to roll it, to compact the soil a little bit, to ensure that the seed is in contact with the soil, that's great. But the main thing is cover the seed. That way it can absorb the moisture that it needs. It won't dry out as quickly. It won't be drawn by the birds to go and eat the seed. And then keep it moist. Water. Water and more water. That's the secret with seeds. Now, if you're doing a big area, brand new site, you've gone really, worked really hard, you've put down some fresh loam, you've graded the area, you've done all of the bulwark. Now, spend the extra money and buy extra seed. That way, what will happen is the new seed that you've put down is going to be extra. And that will ensure there are fewer bare spots as the seed does germinate. I worked with a big landscaping company for many years, and when we put in a lawn from scratch, we always doubled. And you figure the price of grass seed compared to your labor to come back and do it all over again, it's a lot cheaper to buy extra seed than it is to come back and try all over again. So work on getting your lawn established. Again, you've got plenty of time. Get your bulbs in the ground. You've got plenty of time for that. And that way you'll have a beautiful lawn. Now, as the leaves begin to come down, if you have a leaf blower, blow the leaves off. And that will ensure that the leaves don't smother any of the new germinating grass seed. And when you're picking out the grass.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency lime. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I know a lot of you stayed up late last night, still a little blurry-eyed, but it was well worth it watching that ball game come to an end with a grand slam. Nothing better than that if you're a real sports fan. Working in the garden in the fall can save you an awful lot of time for the spring, and it can save a lot of problems down the road. Now, this is what should be done. If you have any perennials, most of your perennials are done blooming, and they're getting ready for the winter months. What I would suggest that you do, anything that's finished flowering, and there are some exceptions, such as the Montauk daisy that's in bloom now, your fall flowering chrysanthemums, your fall blooming asters, and there's a few others, some anemones that will be blooming at this time of the year. But most everything else is starting to change color. You're losing the green. You're getting faded greens to yellows and then eventually to brown. All that faded foliage and the stems that the flowers are on should be cut right down to the ground, within an inch or so of the ground. And that will get rid of the possibility of insects that have laid eggs on your plant for next year. So by removing all the old foliage that's dying back, you're also removing the eggs. If you had a fungus problem in your garden and you remove the foliage that had the fungus, you're eliminating the spores that could reinfect your plant next year. So a fall cleaning of your perennial bed will go a long way. Get everything cut back that you can. Daylilies can be cut within a couple inches of the ground. Your hosta, a couple inches of the ground. Your iris, cut them in the shape of a teepee so that they're about 6 inches tall, but they're in the shape of a teepee. You don't need all that foliage right now, and that will help the plant to put some of its energy into the roots. When you're done cleaning, give the garden a good raking. Get all the plant debris, as much of the material out of the flower bed as possible, and that will make a big difference for next season. I also like to put a little bit of fertilizer down. Not a lot. I'll apply it like I would be applying rock salt on ice, just to give the root something to feed on, and something organic, not a high nitrogen, something like the Dr. Earth perennial fertilizer or the Espoma perennial fertilizer. And that will be used to strengthen the root system. And that way, when spring arrives, the plant's got a belly full of food and it's going to green up and come into color a lot faster. And it will help to make it stronger during the winter. Just like a fall feeding of your lawn, the most important feeding of your lawn is done in the fall. Feeding in the fall thickens the grass. It fills the belly of the grass plant with all types of fertilizer so that during the winter months, if you get snow mold or different types of fungus caused by moisture, ice, snow, if you live in the northern part of the United States where snow is more likely, it will help that grass plant to fight off infections of snow mold and too much sitting water or ice on top of the lawn. So it does make a big difference in the quality. Also, when you fertilize in the fall of the year, which is September and October, so you get another couple of weeks, but the sooner you can get the food down, the better. 70% or more of the fertilizer is stored in the plant. The other 25 to 30% of the fertilizer is used to make it thicker and stronger and greener in color and to help prepare it for the changes that are coming to us in the weeks to come. So get your food down. Now, when you're applying your fertilizer, make sure that you take your time and you don't end up with a stripe lawn if you're using a push spreader, if you're using a rotary. Again, take your time. You hit a bump, it makes your fertilizer spreader go maybe off kilter a little bit. So take your time. Don't rush into it. A normal walking pace, no running. It's not going to help you to run. It will work to your disadvantage. So walk normally. The fertilizer will be applied correctly. And then you will be ready for the fall season. Now, if the weather is dry, then what you need to do is to put the sprinkler on, a good half hour, maybe 45 minutes, to push the fertilizer that may be stuck on the foliage down to the soil line, and then to help change it from a granular food to a liquid so that it can feed the grass plant, and you're ready to go. Now, if you're not going to be seeding and you do have weeds, you can effectively kill a lot of those broadleaf weeds in the fall of the year. Grassy type weeds, no, but broadleaf weeds, so that you can use a weed and feed type fertilizer. Or if your weeds are spotted only here and there, then use the liquid. And you can use a liquid broadleaf weed killer that you attach to a hose with a sprayer and spray the individuals or the areas where you do have a buildup of broadleaf weed, chickweed, clover, dandelions, and then some of the tougher ones like a juga or violet. And clover is in that category also. So if you've got some broadleaf weeds, I like to use the liquid. I use the Weed Beater Ultra that's made by Bonide. You pick a day where you're not going to have any rain for 3 or 4 hours, nice and warm and sunny out, spray it. And then on the tough weeds, like the violets and the ajuga and the ground ivy, I would go back a week or 10 days later and give it a second application. And the second application will really knock them down and help to clean up your lawn. Dandelions, one application, they're gone. Plantain, normally one application, they're gone. But the tougher weeds, a second application will go a long ways to ensuring that you get a good kill back on the broadleaf weeds. And again, if you're using a liquid, you don't have to treat the whole lawn. That's less chemicals that you're using. But there's nothing organic right now that you can put down that will take care of broadleaf weeds when they're mature. Now, if you've got a lot of weeds and you want to ensure that you're not going to have a worse problem next year, and you want to stay as organic as possible, you can put down corn gluten. Now, corn gluten is part of the corn seed. And the gluten, the corn gluten, once it's dissolved, will kill the seeds in your lawn. So if crabgrass was a problem, and you put down the corn gluten now and then again in the spring, that will ensure that all of the seed that's in your lawn right now will not germinate. But you do need two applications. And corn gluten is a fertilizer as well as a weed killer. Again, you cannot plant grass seed if you're using a weed killer, even though it is organic, like corn gluten. So, you've got a few weeds. You're worried that you're going to have a lot more. Put down the corn gluten, and that will take care of all of the seeds that the adults made during the year. And it will fertilize and thicken your existing lawn. You do it once in the fall, and again in the spring, and that will eliminate all the seeds that were made this year or seeds that blew in from other areas, from your neighbor's yard or from fields in the area. So now is the best time to really get things under control. And while you're looking at your lawn, look for the possibility of moss. And if you do have moss in your lawn, then it's time for you to do something to change the growth of the moss, and that is to make the soil less acidic. The old-fashioned way was to use ground limestone. Ground limestone is good. You put it down now, it will help you in the spring. But a 50-pound bag will only do 1,000 square feet. So if you have a lawn that's 10,000 square feet, you're going to need 10 50-pound bags of powdered lime to do a good job. if you go with the new products, the lime substitute products. One of them is Turf Turbo, made by Bonide. The other one is Magic Cal, made by Jonathan Green. One 40-pound bag will treat 5 to 10,000 square feet of lawn. If you have moss, I would use one bag for every 5. Give it a good shot. It will slow down the growth of the moss. It will make the soil less acidic. It will make it very difficult for the moss to continue to grow in your lawn. The grass will slowly start to reclaim its territory. And a sweeter soil is less likely to have weeds than a soil that's acidic, because acidic soil, for some reason, has more weeds than a soil that's neutral to on the sweet side. So if you haven't limed in the last 3, 4, 5 years, you're getting some weeds, buy some Turf Turbo or Magic Cal, put it down, and it will give you results in a 10 to 14 day period. The old-fashioned powdered lime or the pelletized lime is going to take 3 to 6 months. So if that's what you've got, put it down now, and it will help your garden and your lawn by spring.
Have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shoe Mold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with Screen and Surface Insect Spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and Surface and Shoe Mold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer. Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water-Holding Cocoa Blend. Water-Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI-listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth Fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth Rosenflower Food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics. At a garden center near you, that's Dr. Earth.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
About fall planting, and the one thing that would help if you're growing roses is winter protection. Now the weather is still good, the roses are growing, they're still flowering, but get down to your local nursery, garden center, and they need some type of protection if you live in the northern third of the country. Especially if they're newly planted this year. Now, you can use either straw, but not hay, okay? Not hay. You're going to pay more for straw. Hay is from the farmer's field, and every weed that's in his field is in that bale of hay. Straw is a crop that's grown to use for mulch, to keep the weeds down in your vegetable garden, or to protect your plants during the winter months. So if you don't want to use straw, bark mulch will work real well. And you're not going to protect them until around Thanksgiving. Right now, the weather is warm. They're actively growing. So, but no food. If the weather is dry where you live, some weekly waterings will help to keep that plant active, still making energy, still storing energy in the roots for next year. And that will make a big difference. And it will help to make it stronger during the winter. But once we've had some real cold weather, all the leaves have come down from your trees, and the ground is looking to get really cold, possibly even freezing. That's why I give you the target date of about Thanksgiving. Then you build an igloo-shaped mound right around and over all of your roses. The mound should be about 10 to 12 inches high and a good foot wide. And that will protect the graft. Most of your roses are grafted, and that's the most sensitive part of your rose. So build a mound of either bark mulch, which you can spread around the plant later on, and it'll help to keep the weeds and hold moisture in the ground. Or straw. I like straw, but if you put it down too early, you're going to attract rodents to live in the straw because it's loose. Mulch is more dense, and I found that it does work a lot better. And at the end of the year, it can become a great ground cover around your roses. Now, never prune roses in the fall. Okay, I want you to hear that again. Never prune roses in the fall. You only prune them in the spring. You can cut flowers, but to cut back every single branch in the fall is not recommended. Because if we have a harsh winter, moisture will escape and you'll have dieback. So wait. Get ready for Thanksgiving and mulch like crazy. And a little bit of wilt proof will go a long ways also.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-